top secret of the right offer and getting it accepted. Okay, how do you make the right offer and get it accepted? This is about real estate wholesaling, which is the heart and science of finding. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11 Days Challenge. On this episode, we're covering the top secret of the right offer and getting it accepted. Okay, how do you make the right offer and get it accepted? This is about real estate wholesaling, which is the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties using targeted marketing, locking the properties under contract, and then assigning the equitable rights in the contract to an able and willing buyer in exchange for an assignment fees anywhere from $10,000 to $82,000, my highest record so far. So with that being said, there's a question that came in and I think we should dive right in. The question says, spoke with a seller who countered all my cash offer with a financing offer. When a seller counters your offer, okay, with a financing offer, the creative, that's essentially a creative offer, meaning they're suggesting subject to, they're suggesting lease options and stuff. When a seller counters that, you're in a very, very bad position, okay? You're in a very bad negotiation position, okay? The best negotiation position to be, or negotiating position to be, is where you're able and willing to walk away and mean it, okay? And how do you do that? By having a pipeline of leads, by having a pipeline mindset as opposed to one deal away mindset. You gotta get yourself in a place where you are strategically positioned to attract all types of leads, lead generation at cost effectively. So I'm not talking about, hey, direct mailing, because that's overpriced right now. I'm not talking about, I'm not talking about everything that has to do with finding sellers, because they're overpriced right now for obvious reasons, because everyone else is joining wholesaling. So if you're competing with them, you don't stand out, and basically you're positioned to automatically fail because you have all these forces against you. Competition is a good thing, but it gets to a place where competition and saturation become very toxic, and you are probably experiencing that right now, okay? The other video I did, last video, I talked about how somebody was making calls and about a bunch of other people have already called them that same week, that same day. That puts you in a very, very bad position, okay? But let's continue the question. So the point here is, if somebody is counter offering with a financing offer, there's a good chance they've been talking to other people, they know about wholesaling, they know about investing, and they're trying to see what you're about. You're already losing just in that conversation, okay? So he wants $10,000. And interest only payments for 2 years on remaining balance. You see, he's suggesting all these terms for you, okay? And terms is the deal, okay? The contract is all about the terms in the deal, and you are the one that's supposed to be in control of that, at least in the conversation. You're the one that's supposed to be making offer, okay? But you have this person spelling out offers for you when you're supposed to bring them offers based on their need, based on their pain point. But you don't have time to fact find what their pain point is, so you can be the problem solver in the equation. But right now they're offering you, right? They're in control of the conversation, all right? It's a lose-lose situation already, because they are probably in denial too. But again, it doesn't really matter if they're in denial, because at least that's their house, right? And only God knows what's going on with them, financially speaking. But for you, it's really, really a lose-lose situation. You can't help them, and you're not going to be able to fulfill this offer if you're a wholesaler, because as a wholesaler, chances are you're not getting into this game so you can... You're not coming into the game so you can spend money on earnest money deposits, putting your own money down. You're not doing the fix and flip. You're doing wholesaling, which is simply the heart and science of finding the deal and assigning it, right? But now you're put in a position where you have to talk a little bit more than you need to. And if you have to talk more than you need to, chances are you will dig bigger and deeper hole for yourself. So the person says, asking price is $160,000. And after repair value is 240,000 $1,000. The home needs upgrading and new HVAC unit. Would that be a deal, or do I need to counter? Before you counter offer, you need to flip that conversation completely, okay? You need to completely flip the direction of the conversation. You need to be the one asking questions and making offers, okay? For the most part, you're asking questions, okay? You're asking quality, open-ended questions to get them talking a little bit more so that they can finally leak their problem for you. They need to tell you what their pain point is, so you can say, this is what I can do, this is why. So you can go, maybe possibly go back to the drawing table and draw out how you can help them solve the problem. But if you don't know the problem, if you're busy talking about offers, you're not going to be able to come up with at least three options, okay, in terms of solution to help them get out of it. And in that process, you make money. See, by product, you make money, okay? You don't lead with making money, because if you lead with that, you will start panicking and it will show in your conversation, okay? So how do you make the right offer? If you want to make the right offer, you need to make three offers, okay? You need to make a cash offer, a retail offer. If somebody is talking that way, they're probably motivated by money, okay? The real question is, what is their motivation, okay? On an average, over time, when you create an offer that's just right for your seller, right, it's usually not just one offer. It's usually because you give them options, okay? It's actually part of the skill set that you're gonna have over time. You don't wanna just give them an offer so they can say no. At that point, they have two options. They can say yes or they can say no. You want to give them the illusion that they are choosing the best solution for themselves. And how you do that is you give them three options. That's easy here. You can go to dealestimator.com and you can see the different calculators on how you can come up with offers based on these numbers. Okay, it's called dealestimator.com, right? And you can, based on these numbers, you can see how you can give them a cash offer, a retail offer. If they want to put in the work and they fix it, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just an option you're giving to them. And then you want them to choose and say, you know what, I'd rather just take the cash. That's where you want to be at, okay? If you can control your conversation in that way, you look like the messiah in the situation. And And then when you're dealing with the wholesale house, don't just go there and say, I'm about to wholesale. You're about to provide solution, okay? You're about to provide solution. You're not seeing a wholesale house. You're seeing a problem there. And if you don't see the problem yet, you need to talk to them a little bit more so you can find out what the problem is so you can help them fix it. If you can do that, you win. You win all day long. And again, if you don't have enough people you're talking to, you need a pipeline mindset, not a one deal away mindset. You need to build a pipeline. You're one skill away, so you can learn how to build a pipeline, okay? So you can also help more people, have more people. You have options. You're the one that have the options. They shouldn't be feeling like they have the options. Does that make sense? If you want to learn more about how to build a pipeline, go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And this is a book you need to get immediately. It's free, okay? And if you go there right now, I'll give you real estate money secrets in addition to that for free. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.